Learning his ways was something of a challenge for me because we all have a tendency to do it our way. But he pushed my buttons enough to awaken me. And I'm very grateful that he did. So if you'll bow your heads and declare with me, I have eyes that see, I have ears that hear, and my heart perceives what you're speaking to me. Amen? This morning, as I was pondering, I kept asking the Lord, what's what? And he reminded me that we have a God that we serve that we call our Father. And when the Lord told us to pray, he told us to pray to our Father. Amen? And when we're told to pray to our Father, it's not to the natural dad who poured out a seed and brought us forward through our mother's womb. It was a coordinate of the Holy Spirit working to create us in a very special way. And you say, well, if I would have been in charge, I would have done it differently. Well, thank God you're not in charge.
Amen.
Because you probably would have made a bigger mess.
Amen.
Okay? So I want you to be aware that my press today was to make you aware that you are made in the image and likeness of your Heavenly Father. Okay? Now, if you go to Genesis, you will learn that God created man in his own image. Verse 27, chapter 1. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Etc., etc. Now, he also says in verse 31, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Amen? Now, chapter 2, thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast arrays. Isn't that cool? By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. Now, if you notice, in verse 4 he said, this is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created. When the Lord made the earth and the heavens, and no shrub or the of the field had yet appeared on earth, no plant in the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth. And there was no man to work the ground, but streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The breath of life, and the man became a living being. Now, the God that I serve is a living being, but he's spirit. We are made in the image of God in the same way because we are spirit beings first. If you notice, the beginning, the creation of man and woman came before they had a body. So spirit reality is greater than this flesh reality. And if you go back in the beginning of Genesis, you'll find that he created everything with spoken words. Yes or no?
Yes.
He also gave a commission to Adam And it was to really name all the animals, right? Now you say, well, what does that have to do with anything? Was Adam really able to name every created animal and then declare its nature? Because your name declares your nature. Yes or no? Your name declares whose nature? Yes, it does. Okay? And God is sovereign. We know that. Okay? He gave authority to who? Yeah, he gave authority to man. And whatever man declared a cow to be a cow, describing its nature, a cat, a dog, you name it, he gave them all a name. Who named them? Adam did. Well, of course it was, because don't forget, Adam was not broken at that point. He had not rebelled yet. So, in other words, the words that came out of Adam's mouth when he spoke to the Father was accepted of the Father because he had given man all authority. Now, all this to say that your mouth has an ability to declare things under the anointing of God that will take place. And if you declare that you're a dummy, what's your future going to be like?
Not a dummy.
Not very good. If you declare you're hopeless, what are you going to be?
Hopeless.
Oh, I'm so depressed today. Don't talk to me. Tell me what kind of a day I'm going to have. Oh, kind of be, you're forecasting your future. Pastor Gino used to say, declare your tomorrows today.
Mm-mm-mm. Come on.
Declare, decree. Let it be a reality now so that tomorrow you'll have a harvest of what you planted. Now, you say, well, what does that have to do with my future? Well, it has a lot to do with your future, because without God's help, you're going to create some nasty stuff. Because how many know that when you get all the bills in the mail, you have a tendency to declare some words? Well, how am I going to do this? He's not expecting you to do it. He's expecting you to trust him. Okay? And if you've been a tither and giving to the Lord, you're going to get a harvest.
Yes, you are.
Now you can tithe with money. You can tithe with words.
Yep.
About tomorrow. About next week and about next year. Oh, it's going to be so bad when I retire. There'll be no hope for me. Wonderful. Enjoy your blessing, because you just cursed yourself into a corner. And horrible as it sounds, you've got people out there that are unknowingly cursing their tomorrows. And I'll tell you, good luck to you if you try to straighten them out. Because if you give them a hint of giving them a future that is going to be valuable in God's eyes and in their eyes, they're going to curse you in the process. So you have to wear duct tape. We talked about a duct tape ministry. But when you're alone before the Lord, it's time to open your mouth and declare what he says your tomorrows are going to be like. Amen? If you look at Mark 11, 23 and 24, watch what Jesus had to say. So go to Mark chapter 11, because I want you to see his opinion. Mark 11. 23. Well, maybe we should start at 22. Back it up to 20. Because it's all tied together. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look." Watch the words now. "The fig tree you cursed has withered." How do you curse something? With words. Amen? Our Lord's response was, "Have faith in God." And Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says will happen, it will be done for him." 24. "Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him." And that includes yourself. A lot of times people don't forgive themselves. And then they wonder what's wrong. There were times in my past where God has showed me to do a certain thing. In fact, yesterday I was able to complete something he told me to do 2 days ago. But every time I tried to do it, something went haywire. And I didn't have the, let's say, either the anointed moment or the quietness to carry out the commission. But yesterday I was able to. So I said to the Lord, "Please forgive me if it's 2 days late." Any idea what he said to me? "You're right on time. You're not late." He knew it would take a couple of days to get me to move. Because he also knew what was on my agenda. Okay? Now I want you to go to James chapter 3. The book of St. James chapter 3. I'm on my way. Didn't get there, but I'm on my way. Okay? Here we go. Chapter 3. Taming the tongue is the process that is something that you need Holy Ghost help to do. Taming your tongue, you're not going to do it on your own. So, according to that vision, I'm a teacher. Right, Sammy?
Yes.
Yeah. Watch now. "Not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly." Then it says, verse 2, "We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says or speaks, he is a perfect man." How many want to be perfect? Then watch your words. "He is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check." If you have the Amplified Bible, it's even more difficult to swallow that word. Amen? The Amplified says more. Now, I believe, Gail, you have the Amplified. Could you give it to us, please?
You want verse 2?
Yeah.
"For we all often stumble and fall and offend in many things. And if anyone does not offend in speech, never says the wrong things, he is a fully developed character."
Fully developed?
Character. "And a perfect man, able to control his whole body and to curb his entire nature."
And to curb his entire nature. Now, I can truthfully say that I haven't got that down yet.
Amen.
Because my emotions come out of my mouth once in a while, and I'll tell you, it's like having doo-doo everywhere. Okay? And I'm not proud of it, but I can tell you this. I know I'm under construction.
Amen.
And I know how to cry out, "Help me, Lord, this is a mess." I just let my emotions come out of my mouth crop failure. Yeah, because every one of those words is a seed.
Amen.
Okay? Just like he told me, every dollar you give, I will give back. Plus. But if you don't give me anything to work with, I can't bless you.
Amen.
Because you're the one that closed the door. Woo! You got to be kidding me. No! Did he not give the responsibility to Adam to name the animals? When he was not in his lost nature, he had an ability to discern what every one of those animals meant and could do. And their value was described. You see, we think so little of man's creation that we don't even give it any value when we think about the words that come out of our mouth to each other and about ourselves. Oh, what a stupid thing I just did. Well, you just made yourself stupid. Yeah. Right?
Yep.
Give us verse 4, please. Jesus. Or verse 3, I'm sorry.
If we set bits in the horses' mouths to make them obey us, we can turn their whole bodies about.
Verse 4, please.
Likewise, look at the ships. Though they are so great and are driven by rough winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the impulse of the helmsman determines.
Wherever the helmsman, the guy who's got his hands on the wheel, determines. Mm-hmm. Keep on going.
Even so, the tongue is a little member, and it can boast of great things. See how much wood or how great a forest a tiny spark can mm-hmm. set ablaze. And the tongue is a fire.
The tongue is a fire.
Amen.
Go on.
The tongue is a world of wickedness.
The tongue is a world of wickedness.
Jesus, keep me at the cross.
Come on.
Set among our members.
Set among who? Our member. Go on.
Contaminating and depraving the whole body and setting on fire the wheel of birth. The cycle of man's nature, being itself ignited by hell.
Even when you think you're under the anointing of God, when you're speaking words that are negative, you have ignited something that's coming from hell.
Amen.
Ah. Oh, help me, Lord. Yes.
Amen.
What's your defense? What's your antidote? The Holy Spirit and your new language. That's the antidote. It will extinguish what you've just created. You say, well, I haven't got the Holy Ghost. Well, ask. And I'm not pressuring you. I'm just telling you. Ask. And you'll lose control. And losing control is one of the best gifts that God ever did to me. Okay? Because when I was in control, I was being ignited by hell. When the Holy Ghost ignites my tongue, I have a brand new language that can fluff up the feathers to cover me. It also makes a new creation come alive, which would happen on this altar this morning. And the egg, what? It's a new birth. And it started to crack when we prayed in the Spirit, not when we prayed in English.
Amen.
So, you see, I'm telling you something. God's Holy Ghost is needed in His church. You say, well, I don't need it. Well, have a party. I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm telling you what the Word of God says. So your tongue can be ignited by hell or by heaven.
Amen.
Several months ago, I remember declaring to you guys, holding one person's hand and looking them in the eye and communicating spirit to
spirit.
Spirit. Just tasted heaven back and forth. Stand up, girl. Mashiach Koyatoya.
Gloriosa Shad Miateria Karosa Shadin.
Dice che le hanni con io solo via.
Coreania, caria se se tu corio tutto.
E le coniani se tora ea.
L'aria corio so se tu io carmaria caria se miate.
What's happening on the inside when you speak? In your belly area.
It's like a warm fire.
A warm fire. Why? Why is there a warm fire when you release your spirit? Because your spirit brings what? Death to hell and life to your whole being.
Thank you, Lord.
And when you say, oh my God, I haven't got it. Well, get it. You know, and I'm not trying to corner anybody. I am saying, however, what are you doing without? How are you doing without? I can remember my very first visit to West Warren. Here I was, a good Catholic little boy, and my buddy from California saying, Kim, you need to come to this prayer meeting. Well, I was totally happy about going, but I never expected that he was going to change my future. How many know there's a day appointed for a change to take place?
Amen.
So that day, I went. And my buddy says, are you going to go up to be anointed? And I had my 16-year-old son next to me on this side. And I had my buddy on that side. And I'm cornered in the middle. Did you ever get cornered? I was cornered. I was 37 years old and I was doing pretty good. So I thought. So then my son steps out and says, come on, Dad. What do you think happened to my legs? They went to complete rubber. My buddy went in front of me, and now I'm stuck in the middle. Okay? I went up to be anointed, and I did feel something hit me. But no tongues came out because I asked for a blessing. And he did. The Lord blessed me. But the following Wednesday, when I went to that same church with my two same people, the Holy Ghost gave me four syllables. They were Abba da A. I had no clue what it meant. I thought I was a little crazy. So I shared with my buddy till about 2 a.m. What is this Holy Spirit stuff? And the rest is history. I can remember a few weeks later, I stopped saying those four syllables. But I knew what they meant. They really meant for me, Daddy loves me. Well, I had problems with dads all my life. So God was trying to break me down to go from the natural dad to my spiritual dad. So my new language began to develop 6 weeks later when I used up that gift and pushed and pushed and pushed. Anybody know babies come out, but they come out with pain?
Amen.
There was a new birth in that whole experience for me. And I'm trying to tell you something out of James 3. You can either bless or curse out of your mouth. When you release your spirit, you bless. And you start by blessing yourself. The second person that you will bless is the Lord Himself. Because you're in submission to Him. So I'm going to ask you to lay your hand over your heart and close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit, today.
Holy Spirit, today.
I'm yours.
I'm yours.
I'm asking you.
I'm asking you.
For a greater ability.
For a greater ability.
To bless myself.
To bless myself.
This new language I would love.
This new language I would love.
To be able to bless you more.
To bless you more.
To bless my family more.
To bless my family more.
From a victory ignited by your holy fire coming from the spirit within me, and to bless my family, to bless my body,
to bless my journey in the earth,
in the name of Jesus,
I receive this gift
today to a higher level than I've ever known. Bring me out of my old self
and
lift me up to be with you.
And lift me up to be with you. in heavenly places,
as I worship you.
Alleluia. Put your books down. Alleluia. You need to stand. Alleluia. 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 Keep your hand over your heart. Alleluia. 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 Do it again. Alleluia.
Anointing be upon you as you go forth, and that you press in to release that which has been declared holy in you and full of his fire for this day. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Look at your neighbor, say, you got it. Yes? Oh, I don't know if we can handle that. I'm teasing. You know me.